This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montanez away. I'm Steve Inskeep. This will be the weekend of Hurricane Rita. The storm is expected to reach land early on Saturday. It's 400 miles wide as it approaches the coast of Texas and Louisiana. Some 2 million residents have been ordered to leave, and the evacuation of the biggest city in the path of the storm, Houston, has not gone well despite the lessons of Hurricane Katrina. Those who waited are finding no easy way out, as NPR's John McChesney reports.
Lumbering across the Gulf of Mexico at 9 miles an hour, Hurricane Rita is moving faster than the hundreds of thousands trying to get out of her way on jammed Texas highways. In searing 100-degree heat, cars crept up North I-45, windows down, air conditioning off, to save precious gasoline. The traffic jam stretched for over 100 miles and has been going on for over a day and a half. The evacuation has become a disaster in its own right. Gasoline was not to be found along the interstate, and cars that ran dry made the gridlock even worse. Abandoned vehicles littered the shoulder lanes. Alice Bella is in a 3-car caravan with all of her family. Towels hang in the windows to keep the hot sun out.
And we've been here for 6 hours. We left at 6 o'clock this morning. I don't want to run out of gas and have to pull off the road, so I'm going to wait it out with the heat.
The Texas Transportation Authorities eventually opened the southbound lanes to northbound traffic, and Texas Highway Troopers took gas to some, but it was, in a phrase, a drop in the bucket. Texas Governor Rick Perry said that tank trucks would deliver gas along the highway, but no one could say when they might arrive. Houston Mayor Bill White said it was essential to get the jam cleared before heavy rains and wind begin Friday afternoon.
If the hurricane comes in at a particular angle and a particular location, being on the highway is a death trap. And we need to make these evacuation plans and get people moving before the very dangerous winds hit, and we will.
Harris County Judge Robert Eccles said that city metro buses would be loaded with water to deliver to parched motorists. He called for volunteers to help.
These are volunteers who will be needed that will be loading water, cases of water, on metro buses and then riding with those buses to help distribute that water along the various freeways to folks who may be stranded while we're waiting for the traffic to clear out.
And in light of the colossal traffic jam, Mayor White said that the time for leaving the city had passed. Inside the city of Houston, gas could be found, but it took a lot of persistence. At a rundown Shamrock station just south of downtown, a line of cars snaked out into the street. Tempers flare in the hot humidity. A distraught woman attempts to cut into the line, and the man in front relents.
Go to the front. I'll give you a chance to go out. Go to the front. Go in front of me.
Melissa Hemmett, 5 cars back in the line, says she stumbled onto this station by accident.
Luck of the draw, actually, this is the 9th gas station I've attempted. I was actually waiting at another gas station for approximately 45 minutes, got up to the tank, and they ran out of gas.
Missy Houtland says she now agrees with the mayor. It's riskier to leave than to stay.
It would take longer to get out of town. People are waiting out, 24 hours on the highways. So I've decided to stay.
To the south of Houston, toward Galveston, all along I-45 are miles of deserted shopping malls with their huge empty parking lots illustrating the massive exodus. And the island city of Galveston itself is almost a ghost town. Police cars cruise the deserted streets to guard against looting. Governor Perry says that 5,000 National Guard troops will be in the Houston area by Saturday, and he's also asked for an additional 10,000 federal troops. John McChesney, NPR News, Houston.